Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill K got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah.
You are now listening to, once again, Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 6. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those listening to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we welcome you. But for those who want to call in, like, I'm going to 216-727, 216-315, 216-471. If any of those numbers sound familiar, it's because I'm coming straight to you. But for those who are listening live on Blog Talk Radio, feel free to use the 646-478-0944 number to come in live and direct. If you're sending in any music, any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct. 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. If you want to, you can catch Common Sense Radio Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley, JR period, or Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. The Facebook of Kent and Angelica, who's back on NewsTalkCleveland.com Wednesday evenings. You can Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, Pete Weeks, Super Producer. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Tomorrow's guest is BWE Entertainment. And you can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, and, of course, thelogtv.com, and we have www.templabor.org. We are Cleveland Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland Power Groove Records, nothing but Cleveland artists, and a Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Now, this is also the Twitter page of at Grandpa Rapper 1. Now, since I have all these people on my phone lines, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to dispense giving you a top 10 of music from a Monday till Monday of music and entertainment in our region. So we have a top 10, but what we will do is we will at least dispense with that to go to the phone lines. As soon as we get off of the phone lines, we will definitely give you the top 10 list. So I'm going to start out with a 216-727. 216-727, how are you doing this fine evening?
How are you, everybody doing out there? My name is Valandra. This is Brenda, a former, and is that my radio colleagues call me Queen B. How's everybody doing out there?
Doing excellent, Queen B. What's going on with you?
Oh, it's a blessing to be alive, and God got me here for a purpose, not only me, but each and every one of us. You know, he woke me up this morning to see another day that has the Lord has made, and be glad in it. And all I want to say is hi, everybody out there. This is Black History Month. This is Black History Month, and I heard I was watching the Crib Show this morning, and I seen one of the librarians at that's the Linston Hughes Library, I think it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The one off of Huff, I forgot the name of that library, but the one from Linston Hughes, he was saying that it used to be called Negro Week, not Black History Month, but Negro Week, okay? And then
right.
I guess down in Washington, D.C., they had came to a completion, not only in Cleveland as part of this history, it was Cleveland and Washington, D.C., came together to come up with the month of Black History Month, Black History Month. So we have a lot of talent, a lot of entertainers, inventors, artists, actors, activists, the list goes on and on, you know. We are very, very talented people. We have some of us are born with our gifts and talents, okay?
Right.
You know, all black folks, you know, I came growing up saying black because that was the time I was coming up. It was black, it wasn't no Afro-American, but it's now is a song of Afro-American. Black person can sing, you know. They can either hit a note or say the note, or just can sing, period, got the gift, or
right.
act, or, you know, we really can act. We can do jokes and make anybody laugh or whatever. We can cook. We can do a little bit of everything. So, draw, write songs. The list goes on and on, you know. We are very talented people. Caucasian as well, and you know, some of us not only Afro-Americans or black, as we would say, our ancestors, we have, you know, there's Caucasian, there's white, there's Italian, there's Irish, Indian. My mother was an Indian. She was a Cherokee Indian. My grandmother was a Cherokee Indian. My great-great-grandmother was an Indian. My great-great-great-great-grandmother was a Mohawk Indian, which that's how it started right there, okay? And my great-great-grandfather was an Indian. We call him Reverend Brown. D.J. Brown was his name. He was Bishop D.J. Brown. He was the founder of Church of God in Christ in Lorain,
okay.
Ohio. He was the founder. He was the founder. I don't know, a lot of people know that, but he was the founder of Church of God in Christ. And I have a lot of people come on when I get a chance to go home. They come up to me. You know, you ever hear from Reverend Brown's brothers and everything, all that, and my uncles, and then they all deceased. They all are gone. All of them gone, except one is still living. And he lives in Cocoa Beach, Florida, down in Cocoa Beach, Florida. That's on my mother's side. And, you know, all I can say, everybody, get to know your history, okay?
Okay.
Get to know your history. Know who you are. Know who you are. And don't be arguing about tomorrow. I know what I am. No, you don't know who you are. Go there. Go get on that computer and look up your ancestry. Look up your ancestry. to see what you are, because a lot of people, it's an ancestry call. I don't know if y'all know that. I don't know the cost of it. Some people have real famous people back in the day work for the, you know, work in the White House, bought land and everything. Yeah, I mean, look up in the, just look up in the history, okay? It's so important. So important, y'all. That way you don't gotta be arguing about somebody. You can't tell me who I am and blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. It is a waste of time. I'm telling you, right? I call it hot breath. You just arguing for nothing. You know? I'm ready for somebody to tell me the truth, Al. Brother Al,
yeah.
It's from Queen B. I'm ready for somebody to tell me the truth than a lie. Because a lie will lead to another lie. The lie will get bigger and bigger and bigger. Bigger than it getting started. By the time it get back to you, it's a whole different story. A whole different story. Well, I don't have nothing else to say. All I can say, put God first in everything that you do, y'all. Everything. Don't put him behind. Put him in front of everything. No matter what the situation look like or the circumstance. Because he has the last say so on everything that we do in our life, in our daily lives. I'm finna sign out. God bless you. I say this every week. I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. May God bless and keep you out there. To my colleagues, Ronnie B., to Brother Al, Deacon Dante Taylor, DJ Rock, Monica Cowboy, Miss Glass, everybody, Mr. Art, each and every one of you, to my colleagues. I'm going to say sign off, peace out, and I love you. God bless you all on this week, and have a blessed week to come. God bless you guys.
Likewise. And this is what we will do. Since I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to do everything we can. We're going to get to all of our phone callers. So I can promise you that much. We are going to get to all of our phone callers. Now, at the same time, before I do that, we will start off with a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday music and entertainment. We will definitely not get to the entire list, but I'll give you like maybe two or three between each phone caller. So starting off is honorable mention. They didn't make it on the top 10, but the honorable mention went to, of course, Designers Place 49th Formal Black Tie Fashion Show, which will take place this coming Sunday at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights. That's a 4-7 event that will be covered by the Art McCoy University College of Common Sense radio show. Number 10, debuting of the Valentine's Day activities, including this weekend, it's coming up. Been so many promotions for that. Number 9, moving up, The Actual Tannis versus Cleveland's Illuminati Rappers. That's episode or track number 6, and then track number 7, and a couple of very powerful live feeds. Number 8, moving up, Woo Storm, the BKL Sessions last week that has aired, and the fact that they'll be on the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show tomorrow. And I'm going to leave off at that. When we come back, we'll give you number 1 through 7. 7 through the top 1. But because we have so many people on the phone lines, we're going to do what we're supposed to do and go to those phone lines. Let's go with 216-315. 216-315, how you doing out there?
Oh, doing just fine. You're on the line with CowboyTheMusicMan.com and Pulse Point, MissPulsePoint.net. Hello.
I'm so glad to talk to you all because, hold on, you all kind of tore into what was going to do, but I'll tell you what, this is what I do while you all on the phone line. I'll let you know that in the number 7 spot debuting is the National Action Network Cleveland Chapter Black History Program, which will be Saturday, February 11th, 2023 at 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time in St. Peter's AME Zion, 14101 Barlett Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120, with Pastor Dr. Rebecca Stent. Recovered and Redeemed is the subject from Zephaniah 3:29. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. And Black House Sound will be a part of that program. Dr. Marcia McCoy, Elder Goodrum. But the reason that I'm telling you all this is because you all called and debuting at number 6 in the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment in our region was Charles Randall's 70th birthday celebration the past Saturday, a.k.a. the Godfather of Soul. When you all were the DJs in the company, Cowboy the Backyard Music Man featured Miss Pulse Points, a professional MC for Man in the Streets, food, everything, performers. It was an excellent event. So before I leave off and go to other phone calls, you all tell me a little bit about how you got involved in that event.
Okay. We'll turn it over to Cowboy.
Hello, everyone. Y'all know I'm the crazy one. Cowboy the Backyard Music Man. Hey, that came, let's see, now I'm going to need a little help with this.
I can help. I'm going to help him with it very quickly. We did a show for one of his long-term friends over at a multi-purpose. It was a birthday party. And we had some flyers out. And one of the patrons picked up our flyer, and they called Cowboy to DJ. So
and that was at the that was from the Purpose Center, but then the next party we did was from the repass down at the lake on at the boat where they keep the boats at, and that's where we picked off from there. And you was talking to the young lady.
Right, right.
And then
yes,
you got...
And,
yes.
Sister Monique. Okay, got
name.
You.
I forgot her name.
Right.
But how we got with this group is from a flyer. And I guess she did a... You know, her investigation and all. I don't know for sure.
Right.
But they happened to call me. I guess they have their kin to each other or whatnot. Because she came, if I'm not mistaken, she said you did a party for somebody that I know down on the shore where the boats are. I said, yes, I did a repass. She told me that the woman said you were good and you're reasonable. Yes. And it was a pleasure doing it for them. And as you my professional MC, I got to tip my hat to you, brother. You rocked it.
Thank you.
You did what you did. Supposed to do, and I really appreciate that. But I would like to know, because we're going to send you some footage.
Okay.
Monica got footage of him, and I told him to call you. I don't know if you see his number yet. You know.
Yep,
you
I'm
know
going to go to him shortly.
Oh, okay, so he did call in. I told him to call in, my brother. And I'm still listening. Tony,
no
what you told me? Hey, it's a blessing. And I called him earlier, and I told him I appreciate that he giving me a call and let me do his 70th birthday party. And you had a blast. And
yes,
we sent him... And we sent him some photos. I don't know if you were there when he did his show, but we're going to send his show to you.
We're going to make sure we constantly promote that birthday. It was a big interest in him on the Art McCoy radio show yesterday, and a lot of people want to know more about him. And I just feel like it was a untapped treasure. I enjoyed the entire performance from beginning to end. So, you know, before I go off and check on that 216-471 phone number, what else would you like to add?
Hey, what I'd like to add, I love to play music. I love to see everybody dance. I'm a man of wisdom and knowledge. So don't be afraid. If you have something on your mind, you can pick up 216-538-9501. If you need somebody to talk to, that's the number you can dial. Because I don't mind talking to you to keep that mentality straight. I told you, I'm a man of wisdom and knowledge.
I appreciate that. I appreciate both of you all. And
I'm
going to
back them
number
up by saying 216-315-9298 is also a good number because I take all the information for all his bookings and put all the personal information down so we can get back and collaborate and be on point. Ms. Paul's point.
Thank you,
I got a good head on my shoulders, and I'm not going to destroy it for nobody, not even for the man upstairs. So I'm following his lead. He tells me and directs me what I shall and shall not do, and that's what I think everybody else should do, follow his lead.
Amen.
Thank you all for
and
that wisdom.
Amen on that one.
Amen. You
and on
all,
that note.
Yes. Your evening, and we will be talking to you. I appreciate you all.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, one more thing before I leave.
Go ahead.
They give us a calendar for each month. And there's a 1, 2, 3. One, two, three, four. I got four quotes who I would like to talk about. One, because this is Black History Month, that I ain't going to talk about it, but I'm going to read about it. Give them something to think about it. Wednesday, because we're coming to, hey, my Zion.
Dialogue Center.
At the Dialogue Center. Guaranteed most open.
We'll be there.
We will see you, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
And I appreciate what Ms. D said, you know, about Cowboy. I really do, you know.
Right.
But she got to say Future and Ms. Paul's one because I can't forget her because she do all my bookings and book work for me. But I do. I really do.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Al. We all need 100.
No
thank you.
Problem. You're more than welcome. And what I'll do is get to everybody fairly on this line. So because I looked and saw this other number pop up here, let's go to the 216-471. 216-471. Who am I talking to out here?
You're talking to Charles Randall. How you doing?
Oh, wow. I'm doing phenomenal. I'm going to say this, sir. I got a chance to see none other than one of the greatest impersonations of James Brown that I've ever seen in person. So I'm going to start that way. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do and how long you've been doing it.
Okay, I was about 8 or 9 years old. For the old heads on the phone and listening, I seen James Brown on the Dick Clark Show. I was about 8 or 9. And when I seen James Brown, I said, wow, I'm impressed. And my mother, God bless her, she's been gone for a while. She took me, that's when Cleveland Arena was downtown. She took me and my older brother. The rest of the kids wasn't born. And I seen James Brown in person. And that just really knocked me out the boat. And when I went home, I just started practicing, and I was about 10 then. I started practicing and practicing. Now, let's go back in the day. You know, you just have block parties on the street where they block the street off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I said, I'm going to say, I'm getting ready to sit up and put myself on the spotlight. That's in 1965. That's when Papa's Got a Brand New Bag came out. So they sit up, little stereo, da-da-da-da-da. And when I did it, I said, I'm about 12, 11. Everybody went crazy. I said, okay, I'm pretty good right now. And then from there, I went to Rollins Junior High School. The Italian show was there, John Hay. And then I took my show on the road, Detroit, Pittsburgh. Everywhere I went, I danced, and everybody was impressed. And I ain't got the big head, but I said to myself, you got to be good. Everybody signed up and screaming, you know. And that was it, and I've been doing it up until what you seen the other night at 70 years old.
Now, 70 years young, you have the moves and all of that. So I have to ask one of the most important questions of all, to see so many people come out and show love. How can they follow you, follow your movement, get in touch with you, invite you out to places? How can they do that?
Okay, they can call me at the number that you have, which is 216-4718-8699. I mean, I did the show for myself, and I do cabarets, and I do weddings, and I'm only charging like $75 a pop.
Okay.
That is
a professional stage presence.
Right, you see, hey, you see, I got the uniform, I got the cape, I got everything.
Yeah.
So, hey, I ain't cheating. And matter of fact, I love to please everybody else, but I enjoy doing it. I love doing it because, I mean, I make myself happy doing it.
All right. I'm going to tell you one thing. I am a fan, and I am going to do everything I can to look forward to at least seeing you in person at least 2 to 3 more times this year, at least, and promoting your name out. So are there any other things? I noticed you had such a large contingent of family, friends, and loved ones. Are any of your family members taking up in some of your footsteps?
Okay, my grandson, he's the great Michael Jackson, and he's at my 20 years old.
Okay.
His older brother, he's a rapper, and not everybody in the family got talent, but a lot of them got talent. So, hey, they're just a chip off the block. I'm the block, they're the chip.
Then, all right. I'm going to keep in touch with you so that we can do everything we can to follow your family. And, again, just thank you for being consistent. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. If I'm not here to answer my phone, and who called, the zero on the machine, and I will return their call.
All right, then. We'll hold you to that. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Man, we got to just enjoy the rest of February and make it your whole 70th birthday month. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thank you. Hey, love you. Take care. Be safe.
Likewise. Now, I'm saying that was straight and to the point, but I'll wait until the end of the show to give you all the, like, other five. But he was from the number 6 major event, number 6 of the top 10 things happening in our region. Let's go to 216-424. 216-424. How you doing out there?
Hello?
Yes. How are you?
Can you hear me? Oh, hey, how
yes,
you doing?
I can. I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay, I didn't know it was me for a minute. You just said 424.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it's the power women. Oh,
yes.
I got you.
How you doing? I'm doing well. Support, inspire and support healing support group. And I came to say a message, but some people know me and some people don't. I had events for like 4 years, but within a year, I haven't did too much, like community events, but I have been working with kids and everything. I did Creative Minds of Art at the Dialogue Center. I work with families and children. I did Stop and Heal Police Brutality. That's supposed to be yearly, once a year, and I did Freedom of Love.
Okay.
No Relief and everything. And so I'm continuing on doing other things. But I came on the show today because I called Al Porter earlier. When I'm on my way to school, I listen to the radio, and sometimes I be listening to it, like, Facebook, yeah. Okay, but then I overheard, I mean, they were speaking about, like, children getting on a plane by themselves and, you know, and stuff like that. But then somebody jumped in and was like, well, the parents should go to jail, the ones in Dayton, Ohio, and was saying that they had they do homeschooling with their children to be a Gnostic. Please don't do that. To be a Gnostic, you know, like, you know, the Ku Klux Klan. And so it's like the generation, you know, they're building new generations of this and stuff, you know. And I know this is Black History Month. And I just feel it's not right. And I got to speak on what happened to me in 2013,
okay.
August 24th, 25th. You know, I'm a victim of police brutality. They didn't do so much stuff to me, saying crazy. They violated my human rights, my ethic rights and all that. And so I'm just saying that it's just sad to hear something like that, you know, because like I said back then, that we don't know what they teaching their children. And then they growing up becoming cops and they taking over and stuff like that, and they using the power to for bad, you know?
Right.
And so I'm not prejudiced or anything because I work with different nationalities and I love them. And when that happened to me, I was going through a phase, but then there's people who came in my life and showed me different. Everybody's not like that. It's the character of the person. You know, and so and God, hating someone is of not of God. It's Satan worship, you know. And so what I'm saying is that we need to teach. That was a rule of awakening for me, and we need to teach our children and everything. I said this multiple times before, like about the law. Because
right.
We fall from a lack of knowledge and understanding, you know. And it's like a generation curse because we're picking up flat that our parents or other, we pick up from other people, you know what I'm saying? But we're not learning who we are, you know what I'm saying? That we're greater than the things that's happening to us. You know, I'm skipping around and everything. And then it's just like what happened to the young man in Memphis, you know. And they were stopping. It's not... It's still happening, you know, not just with the men, but with the women. I'm a woman. That's why I got my name from Power Woman, because I overcame with God. You hear me? You know,
right.
It's happening to our children, you know. And I like when I went to the Dialogue Center, and what's her name again?
Dolores Gray?
No. The other lady.
Donna Walker Brown?
Yeah, Donna Walker Brown. Yes, I like how she stood up and she was like, "I am my mama's keeper." And you know,
right.
Everybody came from a woman, okay? And when I say power woman, it don't mean just a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's W-O-men. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just the woman of a man, okay? And so I'm just saying that, yeah, we have to be our mama's keeper, our sister keeper, our brother's keeper. Okay, and so I'm just saying, like, whenever we do something, we stand out and we stand up for justice, or we're serving the people. We have to do it out of love. no matter what the enemy is doing. We have to stand with God and know God is with us, and ain't that what our ancestors stood on? We can't do it on our own because we're going to always fall, you know? Because I would never made it through because I was broken mentally, physically, and emotionally, you know? And so a lot of times when I had to stand up and talk in front of the dialogue center and everything, I was going through trauma. When people came in there and it was speaking, I wanted to say so much, but I was just shook and inside, like, you know, I couldn't, you know? And so people never really heard my story. My story was swept under the rug. I had, what's his name, Kelly and Bill, promised me they was going to look into it and they was going to help me, but when it came down to it, there was nothing. You know what I'm saying? So the true freedom, the true, you know, is with God, with the greater you. You know what I'm saying? The greater he is in you. You know what I'm saying? And he can help us through. I'm telling you, God changes things.
Thank you
know, because
so much.
The thing, I didn't get justice. I ain't getting no money. This man's still out here doing other things because I heard, you know, but I gained healing. You know what I'm saying? He gave me a peace of mind. He gave me, you know what I'm saying? I still, you know, look at me. You can't even tell that I went through something, you know?
And that's true. And I want to thank you because instead of you going into yourself or anything else, you have stood strong. And before I check out the last, you know, four phone callers on here, I want to at least thank you for still working with young people, not letting anything slow you down. In the creator's name, can you please, I don't want to forget this, how can people get in touch with you and work with you?
Okay, right now I'm building other things. I'm in preparation. I'm building my Power Women group back up and everything, and my ministry and everything. And so if you want to work with me, you can reach me at 216-424-8769. And my email is tamyiastanding@gmail.com. But wait a minute, I ain't finished yet, though, because we're going to talk about what happened to those cops that did the young man in Memphis like that. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't even called for. That wasn't right. You hear me? You know, we are
really
struggling. We're struggling already, you know? And they're going to, it's just like, I'm sad. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to be straight up. It's like like slave niggas. You hear me what they call it?
Yes.
Niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to know who you is. You know what I'm saying? First, you're a child of God, and then you a black man, and then you a father, and then you know what I'm saying, a son, a father, you know, a sister, brother, whatever, you know? And so We need to, things need to change, you know, and so whoever's standing out and trying to make a difference, and that's good, you know, but I'm praying for my brothers, I'm praying for my sisters, and I'm praying for everybody, and I'm praying that people can come together and love, even just like Martin Luther King said, even with people that's not like you, because I'm going to have, before we leave, I want her to read this scripture, if it's okay, because we are members of a body. You know what I'm saying? And so God did, he made us, we're supposed to be unity together, not division, you know? And so it ain't like, oh, this is a white man's world. Oh, this is a black man's world. No, it's not. We're supposed to live here together, you know? And so what it is, it's just a few people. You have people like the, you know, the cliques, I'm going to say it like that, no matter what clique it is, you know? You got a bad few that make the world bad, but it's bad because the new generation growing up is picking these things up. And the new people, the older people need to let them know that this is not the way. You know? And so go ahead and read the scripture. Okay. And then I'm going
to go. I got you.
Unity and diversity in the body. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, to it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for the reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. The whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear,
where would the senses of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? And so I'm going to say it like, okay, I'm going to say it like that. You know what I'm saying? And so we just need to find our place, find our purpose. You know what I'm saying? And know that we are not our own. We did not make ourselves. Because I know there's a lot of people, they ain't talking negative, but there are a lot of people don't believe in God. You know what I'm saying? And so, but I'm going to say people, like, a lot of people, they call them mama and you know what I'm saying, sister, brother. And when I was, my testimony, like, I talk, you can call them mama and daddy, but you got to know, you got to call on that spirit. You got to call on that spirit, God, because this is a spiritual warfare. You know what I'm saying? And the mind is a battlefield. And so we need a spirit to help us in the spirit. Okay?
Amen. And I thank you. And I'm going to make sure I get to all of our other phone callers. Thank you so much. I appreciate the powerful message that came through. I'm going to go to the 216-820-216-820. The one thing I can say, this is the most interactive radio program on. So how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. This is Zendo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers from Black House Sound. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenally well. Looking forward to this coming Saturday, National Action Network. But go right ahead. What's happening, brother?
Well, it's a good thing that you did mention that because, yes, I will be there. To everyone that's listening who are fans to Black House Sound, yes, I will be there to perform for the National Action Network this coming Saturday. But also, I want everyone else to also listen to this. Yes, this is an important month, you know what I mean, for you women. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up next week, you know what I'm saying? So to all you queens out there, you know what I'm saying, if you got a significant other, please be expecting something special from your spouse. And if you do not receive any thing from your spouse, then hey, please pray on them and so forth. But another reason why I'm talking is because this is a very important month when it comes to Black History Month, because what I want everybody to do is be on the lookout, because it's coming soon. Black House Sound will be dropping another Black History song. The name of the song is called Rest in Peace. And each year we always do a Black History song and honor someone. Well, this time we are honoring someone very, very special. And the person that we are honoring is none other than Silver B, a.k.a. Bill Richards. And I know a lot of people are wondering, why is Mr. Powers doing a song for Silver B in remembrance of him? And I want to say this, and then I'm going to get out the way.
Okay.
You know, yes, when me and Silver B first met, we were acquaintances at best. And yes, we did have a falling out. But after we had that falling out, we did reconnect, reunite, and we did start showing each other support. And what's crazy is that when the situation, I'm not going to go into detail, that had happened, it was a lot of hecklers and a lot of instigators out there that was trying to keep the situation going. And you know, they was just praying that something bad would happen. Well, you know what? That wasn't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And I made sure that that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, yes, I am going to honor Silver B when it comes to this Black History song. And I don't care what nobody says. And to the ones that saying that I'm being fake, I'm being phony, well, you know what? I just want to say this to you. For those of you who don't feel that I'm right for doing this and honoring him and remembering to him, excuse my French, but all you haters and instigators, y'all can pretty much kiss my ass, okay? Straight up. Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music, and be on the lookout for that Black History song in honor of Silver B. And I'll see you all this Saturday at the National Action Network for the performance from myself and Black House Sound. One love. Peace.
One love. Peace. You know something? I'm going to, because of the volume of phone callers, I'm going to be extremely smart. The reason I say that is because I am going to make sure that I go through to the people who are on the phone lines so that I can at least hear from them. My thing is this. I am so thankful to the people who chose to call in. I am. My thing is, if you all hadn't called in, we wouldn't have had the type of program that we are having. So with that being said, I look up here and I'm like, well, let me make sure I go to the 216-347. 216-347. How you doing?
How you doing, Brother Alport? How you doing?
I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Cool. So we have a question.
Okay.
And this is a question where my organization met today, okay?
Black Lives
so
Matter for the Deaf, Rico,
right?
Dancing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, D.C. Police Department, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have a deaf and hard of hearing unit. What that unit do, they deal with the deaf, the blind, with any people with any disability, okay?
Okay.
So, since the mayor of Cleveland lies, I'm putting the word lies, to the public, when he said when he get elected, he going to make sure he have an interpreter of his press conference with city council. That was a campaign talk, okay?
I haven't seen that happen, but go ahead.
I
haven't seen an interpreter.
I have the email where he sent me.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And believe me, I will hold him to the full of what he said he's going to do. He said, when I get elected, I'm going to promise I will have an interpreter every of my press conference and city council every week. We have not seen it yet. Campaign talk, like I said, campaign talk. Okay? So I will be sending you the text message through the email where he sent me, and I still have it. So if people are become deaf every single day, and we are wondering why our tax dollars, when they get money for the ADA every year, and they don't have a deaf or hard hearing unit for law enforcement, it's budget season, okay? Y'all got money for everything else, but you don't have money for people with a disability. Okay?
Right.
So I'm just so concerned. You got money for this. You got money for that. You got money for this. But you can't provide fair access. Okay?
Thank you very much for bringing that up.
And remember, I tell it like it is. Okay? Facts.
Yes, indeed. And that's appreciated. Enjoy your evening. And thanks for bringing that up, because that's a true statement that you're making. Nothing was.
So I will be texting you the article where he email he sent me. Well, I still have it. Okay, where he ran for office. So, and my auntie said this before I let you go. He only but lies. He didn't do nothing what he said he's going to do. Only thing he do is cares for the white people on the west side. What have he done for the blacks?
Wow. I'm glad you're watching that. Thank you, Rico Dancy, president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. The west side is still stayed in excellent condition, and the east side is very questionable.
Poor.
Thank you. Extremely. Peace. And I only have a couple of more phone callers. I'm going to go to 216-28, okay, 288, and then the 216-412 will take us out. 216-288, we're coming up on that 10 o'clock hour. What's happening out there?
How are you? This is Dantes Taylor. And we as people need to keep our elected officials accountable. And you know we need to do it. So in the next, by April, I'm going to reach out to the mayor and get him to our meeting. So we can dialogue with this man, because he ain't trying to come our way. And I know it. He tried to duck and dodge all these activists and everything else. That's what he's doing. He ain't putting us at the table and seeing what we need to help get these dollars into organizations that are gonna and dollars into these two services that we need out here for the people, and get it to these food banks, these food places, and everything else, because it's terrible. It's terrible out here right now. My name is Dantes Taylor, and I am the person that is in charge of Black on Black Family. And my goal is to figure out how we can help these families with these kids, that these families that ain't did nothing wrong, but Child and Family Services want to stick their nose in their business when they ain't did nothing wrong. And I want to say this grandma is trying to get her grandchild. We gonna fight and fight and fight until they give that grandchild up. From the white folks and everything else. We're going to show that she's capable of taking care of her grandchild since her granddaughter is gone. We need these kids that are in service, in Child and Family Service, that has family out there. We're going to make sure that we try to figure out how we can get letters or whatever so we can get them back to their family.
Okay.
That ain't did nothing wrong, and everything else. We got 2023 is a year where we gotta reunite families together, not divide them out here in this world. It's All the system is trying to do is take the ones, no, I almost said it like this, the ones that are out there doing the hitting their kids and all that crap, they're not following up on them fast enough. But the ones that really want their kids to stay with them and everything, yeah, and they find one little thing and they throw a book at them. And that's true. But like you know, the Niagara situation, the child kept crying out and they kept telling him, and she and you know she did it, and she killed her daughter and everything else. But that was wrong. That Monday that they said she said don't come, they should have ran up there. But here or there, that's one of the examples. And we need to find out why they housing our kids, not in the Jay Hunter building, they housing them in different places too.
Okay.
And we need to find this stuff out. And we need justice now. And we need justice right now. I'm tired of, sick and tired of going to the table with Child and Family Services and they not responding or they not doing it. You know? We gotta go over the Child and Family Services head. Now we got a new county exec. Now we need to open up and get him to come out and see what he gonna do about this Child and Family Services. Is he gonna make it better? Because if he ain't gonna make it better, we're gonna find out how we can recall him and send him back to where he was. If he's not gonna get Cuyahoga County together, we're gonna recall you and put you and get you out of there, you know? Because it ain't right. It's not right.
Thank you for your phone
it's not
call.
Right. This city is tore up, and we need a mayor that's gonna listen to us and do some stuff to get the killing and everything else done and over. We gotta get the east side better. We gotta get the east side better. Stop going to the west side. We need the east side better. Then if he didn't want the east side, why you ain't coming over here to help us? Get this city together. I'm gonna tell y'all something like this. Stay tuned, cause I'm going to I'm gonna get somebody to help me write a letter to Mr.
Okay.
Beans and get him to our meeting. And we want him, and we want to sit at the table, and we want to have a dialogue with him at our Black on Black Crime meeting at seven. Doors open at 7:15, and at 7:30 the meeting starts. And we have a lot of people coming through. And if you want to be a member, come on over to 15415 Kipling Avenue, where we are doing things, big things. Yes, we are doing big things over at Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We are changing guards. We are doing what we got to do. And our new president is Liz, and our vice president is Ted, and our ambassador is Alfred Jr. And our historian is Tucker. Well, he come and give us history. He give us history from way back when. And our founder is Art McCoy. And we
That's
all
why
work
I appreciate
together
you.
To make it better. For us, we need new things, new trials, and everything else. So don't forget though. Mark your calendar for May 20th, 2022. Okay. We're gonna have a big barbecue sale, and we're putting the touches on the flyers, and we're working to fix this up, and we're gonna tell y'all when it, where it's going to be in about a week or so. We're going to tell you. We're going to tell you because it's going to be big. Yes. And we have some other things. And come on out to the 21st Annual Cosmic Explosion 2023 anniversary. That'll be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 930 Kensington on Sunday, June the 25th, 2023. Mark your calendars. Doors open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. First program starts at 4. Second program starts at 7:15. We will be selling dinners to the public, and we will have Millia T-shirts that will be signed by our out-of-town groups. Yes, they will be signed by our out-of-town groups. And tickets will be going on sale the first of March. March 1st, tickets will be going on sale. We stay tuned for that. And stay tuned for who's going to be on this great program and everything else. And we have a presentation going on and everything else. So for more information, contact Dontez Taylor, 216-288-5841. If you want to be in this show, come on out and call me, and we can work this. We're going to work this. We're going to rock Kansas. We're going to rock 94th and Kansas. We're going to rock it like nothing. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time. Yes, a Holy Ghost good time.
And sharing the
else.
Information. Thank you.
And God
brother.
Bless y'all, and have a nice and prosperous day, and be blessed and hearty forever. Keep God first. He is the hands of, put your hands in the master's hands.
Peace.
As we say, lift every voice and sing. And God bless.
God bless. One thing you cannot argue with the fact that you get more information on this program than you would expect. Close out is 216-412. 216-412. How are you doing out there?
What's going on? Proprietor ET's on Major Taps calling in, saying how everybody doing. Want to buy everybody out February 25th. Get your calendars ready February 25th. Yes, it is about to go down. Plenty of awesome artists are going to be featured in this event. Shout out to BWE, Lady T, Woo. We about to get it. Crazy. We got Roddy B. We got a few
right.
others. We got me, Major Taps. We got Brother Sheriff. So everybody just count the dates together. February 25th, come out. We're going to have a good time. There's a lot of tension right now going around the city. So come out, release your stress, enjoy the show. Good food, good concert. Come out, support. Shout out to Councilman Joe Jones. Shout out to JFK. Tickets, call 216-412-0922 or check out Lady T's page and what she's putting together. BWE, check out them, hit them up. So I got tickets myself and all the other artists that's on board right now for this event got tickets. So I will talk to y'all later. Y'all have an awesome night.
Thank you so much. You all provided so much information that I appreciate you for doing that. I can at least leave out and let people know. We left off on a lot of different things. But to finish off the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number 5 spot. Moving up was CUMR, Cleveland Underground Music Report, Volume 15. Over 500 views so far on that online magazine, which featured the Dianero interview, BWE, Black House Sound, Sheriff Kiroy, Suave Gotti, Kai Dog, DJ Dollar Rock, and much more. Number 4, moving up, it was on Facebook, the Rachel Short and the Underwoods with Fox. I think it's Fox Cars, Tommy Link. That was last Wednesday. Number 3, moving up. And I have to read the list next week. It's too long to read. the phone callers come first, but I can say that number three moving up was Facebook's Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop, number 234, and other events. I'll get to that list next week. Number two, the Tyree Nichols Summit. Carl Stokes Brigade at the Dialogue Center. You had BWA, Power Women, who called in earlier. That was last Wednesday. Inner City Republican Movement, Maddie B's International Floral Arrangements, Family to Family. Just so many different groups that showed up and was there. It was phenomenal. Media showed up. It was a very major and worthwhile event. And moving up to number one, the number one spot, Facebook, but it was the 50th annual Black History Month flag raising program where the flag was raised right above City Hall, down on the corner, or the catty corner of City Hall. But it was, usually the flag is raised on the flagpoles. This time the red, black, and green flag was raised above Cleveland City Hall. My thing is, I appreciate everyone who calls in. When you have your information just right and direct, it makes it easier for everybody to dissect and digest. But my job is to make sure that we get the information to you and we can show up and back each other up. So with that being said, I thank you all once again. Stay blessed. Peace.